Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we want to mark that with the story of two brothers who served side by side in the Army in Vietnam, Chuck and Tom Hagel. They came back with very different views about the war. Eventually, Chuck Hagel became a Republican senator and Secretary of Defense, Tom a lawyer and professor. Retired Lieutenant General Daniel Bolger writes about the Hagels in the new book, Our Year of War, Two Brothers, Vietnam, and a Nation Divided. He joins us from Washington along with Chuck and Tom Hagel. Welcome to all of you. And Chuck Hagel, let me start with you. You and your brother basically volunteered to be drafted. Why did you want to serve?
In those days, you if you were not in college or had a deferment, then you were facing the very real prospect of joining a branch of service or being drafted. Most of the draftees went into the Army. I had gone to three colleges, hadn't done particularly well in any of them, was working. Draft board called me home and said, you got 6 months to get back into college or you'll get drafted. And I said, well, I don't think it's in the interest of any respectable educational institution to take me back. It'd be a waste of time for all of us. When's the soonest I could get on a bus and leave? I left the end of that month in April of 1967. I felt some responsibility. I think all of us growing up during the 50s and 60s, when most of us had fathers, mothers, grandfathers, grandmothers in World War II, some obligation to help our country, but it was the right time for me. So that's essentially why I did what I did and why and how it all came together.
Tom Hagel, what about you?
I was in high school and I got my draft notice and I passed my physical. And again, I was told that I was going to be inducted within, I think it was 6 months, and was not going to wait around for 6 months. So I volunteered to go right after high school. I was in the Army. I think it was 5 days after I graduated. And in regard to this idea of volunteering, our father, for example, was in World War II, and our uncles and extended family members. And in my mind, it was a matter of basically every generation has their war, and it was our time. So you go in. You do what you need to do.
And what about your opinions about the war at that point?
I knew so little about it that I'm sure I didn't even have an opinion. It was war. The United States says that we have to go there and help out this one country. And I was so young, so unsophisticated, so uninformed that I really had no thought about the right or wrong or the wisdom of the whole thing.
And what about you, Chuck Hagel?
Yeah, I think it was the same for me. You just did what you had to do. If the country said this was the right thing to do, you believed your country, you believed that you could make a difference, and you were expected to make a difference. So I think Tom said it exactly right.
So you're both in Vietnam in 1968, serving in the same rifle platoon during the Tet Offensive. Brutal fighting. You save each other's lives multiple times. I was wondering as I was reading this, what is it like to have your own life at stake, of course, but also your brothers? And I mean, what do you spend more time thinking about, your own safety or the safety of your brother?
Well, for me, it was, I guess you'd call it split attention. Obviously, and you're in the middle of something, you're worried about survival. But in the situation we were in, I was always keeping an eye out for Chuck. He was doing the same for me and, hoping that, first of all, nothing happens. And secondly, if something happens, it happens to you instead of him.
Yeah, I think Tom said it exactly right. And I think also, at least for me, and I think Tom felt this way, that if something did happen to your brother, you were there and maybe you could give a little extra attention or a little extra help or somehow maybe shield your brother from anything worse happening. And I think we both felt that way.
And Dan Bolger, as you were putting this book together, what did you discover about these two guys fighting in the war in Vietnam?
Well, I think the thing that it showed is something we all know, is the importance of family. And family is tied to the concept of service for both of these brothers, not only at the time of the Vietnam War, where they followed the example of their father and their other relatives, as they mentioned, but also through the rest of their lives. I mean, both these men have dedicated themselves to lives of public service. They carried that with them. And that's a great example. I know it's a great example to me, But I think it's also a reason why their story needs to be known.
So, Tom Hagel, how did your experience in the war change the way that you viewed the war?
Well, after I was there for a while, and keep in mind that I was 18 years old, barely graduated from high school, and after a while, I started questioning what we were doing there and how we were doing it. I would, for example, see all of us in our unit head out to situations where we knew we were going to have contact with the enemy, and we'd be going over a bridge where the South Vietnamese soldiers would be sitting there or laying there in hammocks with their families just taken in the sun. And after a while, it made me ask the question, you know, why are we taking the brunt of the responsibility of this war when we have so many of these Vietnamese soldiers who seem to be holding back? Then, of course, the rampant corruption over there. You could buy yourself out of the war if you're in the South Vietnamese Army. I mean, it's legendary, the corruption in the government. And all of that became known over time. And I think a lot of people had the same questions. And I got to the point where I felt, well, you know, I'm torn here. I have my duties. These are my buddies, my brother, are my troops, and I'm going to do what I can to survive, number one, for myself, but also for them. I owe them a duty, even though I hate what I'm doing and I don't believe anymore what I'm doing, but I got to do it for them just so that hopefully all of us can get out of here, because it just seemed like a hopeless task. We would go in, for example, and clear a village out of the Viet Cong and then leave, and then 2 weeks later we'd go back in and do the same thing. Over and over and over again. It was pointless.
Is that how you felt, Chuck Hagel?
No, I saw exactly what Tom saw. I had strong feelings as well. He and I used to talk about it. But when you're in war, you don't let that other dimension that Tom has just noted overtake the obligation and responsibility you have looking out for each other and your buddies. Where it hit me later on more and more vividly than at any time was when I listened to the tapes. In fact, I think I first heard them on NPR back in the 90s, between Johnson and his generals and Secretary of Defense McNamara and members of Congress, when it was clear that our leaders of our country were lying and were deceiving the American people and were costing thousands and thousands of lives in this senseless endeavor. And that's where I certainly turned in a new direction and saw it then as vividly and clearly as Tom had seen it earlier.
But even before that, after you guys got back from the war, you shared an apartment and ended up getting into a fight. The police were called from your disagreements.
Yes. I think that just shows you the depth of impact it had on both of us. We believe so strongly because, quite frankly, it was for both of us a life-changing experience. The two of us that went in, two different people came out. I had so much anger and depression over the whole thing that it just was dealt with in the wrong way. Chuck had just as strong feelings where he was coming from.
Now, we are obviously still at war right now as a nation in Iraq, in Afghanistan.
We didn't learn anything.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. What do you think that we learned any lessons from Vietnam?
Well, one lesson I think that we may have learned is that now we're better at separating the war from the warrior, meaning you can be against the war but still support the people who are fighting it, not necessarily because they want to fight it. They're serving their country. They're doing the best they can, so they deserve our support and our respect, while at the same time we can have open criticism of the politicians who basically lied to us to get us into the war.
Chuck Hagel, what do you think?
Well, I think there are similarities between Vietnam and what we are continuing to experience in Iraq and Afghanistan today. We are now moving into our 17th year in Afghanistan. We're back in Iraq after many years. We're in Syria now. We're in Africa, not in just advisory roles, but in pretty significant maybe technically not combat roles, but in fact, when you're in these countries and you're in these hostile areas, it is combat. I think those are some similarities that we should have learned some lessons from Vietnam. And I think the bottom line of that, I would define it with this point. The military cannot fix problems. The military can help be part of a diplomatic, a strategic objective, but it is the people in the areas, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, have to sort their own differences out and have to take control of their own lives and their own future. We can help, and it's in our interest to help, of course. But once you get so deep into a country that the military is essentially not only advising and working on behalf of a government or a people, but in fact in charge of the institutions and the power behind the ability of a government in those countries to operate, then you're in too deep. And that means to me you've probably not learned the lessons of Vietnam.
That's Chuck Hagel. We've also been speaking with his brother Tom and Dan Bolger, author of Our Year of War, Two Brothers, Vietnam, and A Nation Divided. Thanks to all of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find an excerpt from the book at hereandnow.org.